Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Will there be more appointments today? Trump is considering Howard Lutnick, possibly for Treasury Secretary. Howard Lutnick was a strong proponent of Trump's tariff policy during the campaign. Welcome back to the show, Glenn. Excuse me, glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Cioli. A lot going on. It's a busy, busy day. It's been a busy week. And strap in, because the next 4 years are going to be like this. No doubt about it. I remember how incredibly exciting Afternoon Drive was when Trump was president. And then when I went to mornings in 2019, how bored I was during Trump's presidency, because he really doesn't get stirring until, like, he doesn't ever sleep. But by mid-morning, early afternoon, and then it was just bananas the whole rest of the day. And I remember feeling like, oh, I'm missing out on this. So I'm actually really excited that I'm back in Afternoon Drive for Trump's second term. I really am. I mean, I'm psyched for it. Biden, you know, is asleep by now, obviously. So it's going to be exciting. That's the one thing I can guarantee you. And, yeah, I was talking a little bit about this yesterday with a friend of mine who used to be a White House press secretary, who now hosts a show on Fox News, and I was on her show, and I'm not going to name her name, but we were talking about, you know, does it really even matter necessarily who Trump picks as press secretary? Because he's kind of his own press secretary, you know what I mean? Like, he kind of just does his own thing, but it's going to be exciting to watch. And Trump's going to give out credentials to podcasters and social media influencers to be part of the White House press briefings as well, which will be exciting as well. So Matt DeSantis, we need to figure out how we can get credentials so that we can be part of that amazing, amazing show. So we can go down to D.C. and hang out in the White House press briefing. It should be a lot of fun. Here is Sylvester Stallone introducing Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, saying Trump is like the second George Washington. And I'll tell you something. Jimmy Matthews, who has to run up the steps of the art museum next week, like Rocky, in his boxer shorts and a MAGA hat, because Trump won. Just knowing that Rocky statue's hanging out right over there, and you are going in the footsteps of Sylvester Stallone himself, it's going to hurt. Cut number two.
If you remember, the first image was a picture of Jesus. And it says Resurrection AC Club. I found a church that had been converted to a boxing ring. So the image pans down from Jesus onto Rocky being hit. And at that moment, he was a chosen person. And that's how I began the journey. Something was going to happen. This man was going to go through a metamorphosis and change lives, just like President Trump. The presence of a really mythical character. I love mythology. And this individual does not exist on this planet. Nobody in the world could have pulled off what he pulled off. So I'm in awe. And I'll just say this, and I mean it. When George Washington defended his country, he had no idea that he was going to change the world. Because without him, you can imagine what the world would look like. Guess what? We got the second George Washington. Congratulations!
That's a big deal right there. If you ask me, it's a big deal. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was asked, this is a flashback. It was he was on with the Lester Cuomo on News Nation. And he was asked about the fear of assassination for taking on Big Pharma, the CIA, the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. And look, the challenges that this man is going to face, and I'm telling you right now, this is going to be an epic battle. Not his confirmation as much, but the epic battle going forward. And they are going to throw the vaccine thing out there. But he said he's not anti-vaccine. He said it. He's not anti-vax. And look, ultimately, at the end of the day, I think, this is just, you know, me speaking here as a person who wants less government in my life. I think we are probably at a point now where the opinion of DHS secretary is going to be an opinion that's going to be offered out. And all of us need to be skeptical of everything that's offered out by experts at this point. I mean, everything. And there was a time when doctors told pregnant women they should keep smoking because the withdrawal effects would be too much for them to go through. There are people now that say alcohol is pure poison. You should not have even a drink, not even one. There's a whole movement right now that's out there that's trying to push for people to never drink alcohol ever again. Canadians have been saying this for a while. And there's a whole movement within the FDA right now to say the same thing. And there's this podcaster. I watched one of his podcasts and he was saying the same thing about alcohol. And somebody made a comment to me that 10 years from now, alcohol is going to be considered to be like cigarettes were, you know, 10 or 20 years ago, where it's just terrible for you and you should never do it. But I don't know. I mean, there's other people. Like I had a doctor once tell me, a neurologist, who said every man and woman should drink at least a glass of red wine a day to protect your heart. So I guess the point is, who the hell knows? All I know is, I think every opinion, whether it comes from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or it comes from Anthony Fauci, who could not be on two opposite ends of the scientific spectrum in many areas, should be challenged and questioned. The problem is we haven't been able to do that in this country. I'm not turning around and don't, you know, misinterpret me. I'm not saying that what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says is necessarily going to be right or that I'm going to necessarily listen to it or follow it. What I'm saying is up until this moment, you have not been allowed to challenge the experts. You were called a heretic. You were going against science. You remember when Fauci came out and said, excuse me, I have to give his proper title. It's Asanjo Fauci, Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law, of course. My mistake. My apologies. He said, I am science. When you're challenging me, you're challenging science. That's what he said. I remember that. You have not been allowed to challenge science because it's part of how the government controls you. They tell you what science is and you just have to blindly follow it. I'm not saying that that just because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. comes out and says something, that we should all just follow it either. I'm saying that it's an opinion by a mortal man who's going to disagree with other mortal people on their opinions. And you have to figure out what is best for you and your life and your family. And I don't think government experts have all the answers. I think the problem is, for decades, we've gone down the road of believing that if a government expert says it's right, it must be right. And I think we should all agree that that is not true. It doesn't matter who the government expert is. Whether it's a government expert telling you COVID came from an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli, or a government expert who tells you that, red dye number 5 will cause cancer. Prove it. Give me the data. Give me the research and let me make decisions for myself. I would rather not have government experts tell me what is fact. I would rather have them give me lots of different things to think about and let me make decisions. The problem is, for a lot of people, they're lazy and they want somebody to just tell them what the science is, what the facts are, what the truth is, what the consensus is. And if COVID has taught us anything, it's that these people get it wrong. These people are driven by agendas. These people are driven by money. These people are driven by sometimes covering up their own mistakes. Things like gain-of-function research, for example. So I'm not worried about it because I don't think that one person should be able to have the ability to outlaw vaccines or to be able to change the norms on something all by himself. I think one person should be able to challenge conventional wisdom so that people can ask questions and come to conclusions on their own. And then we can make better choices. Because ultimately, that's what's going to drive these things. You can't on one hand turn around and say government's ineffective and then think of the other hand the answer is prohibition on something. Because that's not the answer either. But for too long, we have lived in a society that has told us the experts know best. Those experts are paid by the government, and the government knows what's best for you, to the point of where if you try to challenge them, they would literally censor you, deplatform you, and intimidate you into compliance. Think about it. COVID vaccine. You don't want to get it? Well, then you can't go to work. You can't be in the military. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't go to a freaking bar. And you know, I mean, like crazy stuff like that. And there are and a lot of these battles need to be played out on the state and local level, too. Things like childhood vaccines. And there need to be, obviously, religious exemptions. Obviously, we all know that. There need to be science always needs to be continuously challenged. But think about laws that are going into place in places like California and what they're trying to do in New Jersey, which is that if you're a doctor or a member of a medical establishment and you challenge or give out misinformation, you could lose your license. That is done deliberately so that you can't challenge conventional, quote unquote, wisdom. And that's ridiculous because the scientific consensus changes. You know, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, we had a lot of different thinking on things like even just take cigarettes, for example. Now you go back, you watch old movies, everybody's smoking, right? And drinking bourbon in the middle of the day. I mean, the good old days, right? Scientific consensus changes and it should always be continuously challenged. And yet there are movements by the left to not even allow that, because if you put out misinformation that is contrary to what they say is science, you could lose your medical license. For a while, was the established scientific consensus that men can be women. Men cannot be women. Women cannot be men. I'm sorry, but just because experts tell me that a man can become a woman does not make it so. Just because the scientific consensus says that Dr. Rachel Levine is actually a woman does not make Rachel Levine a woman when Rachel Levine has a penis and was born with one. A schwanz, you know. A schwanz, you know what I mean? 855-839-1210. Let me see here. Let's see. Joe's in Bordentown. He's got a question about potential Secret Service director. Yes, Joe.
Yeah, I'd like, how about Dan Bongino, who used to be a Secret Service man?
Yeah, I don't know if Bongino would want to take the pay cut, though. That's the only thing. The guy's making boatloads of cash, you know what I mean?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I just don't know.
Yeah, but he'd be perfect,
though. Oh, he'd be great. Absolutely. Yes, he would be great.
Yeah.
Maybe he could do it and still do his podcast, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he could do the podcast from his office.
There you go. I like it, Joe. Good idea, pal. Thank you. It's an excellent suggestion. Mary Ann's in Bent Salem. She wants to talk about Bucks County. Hello, Mary Ann.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Rich, I just got a message from a friend who was pretty involved in helping Trump get elected, throughout Philadelphia. And she just texted me that the Democratic Bucks County commissioners just voted to count misdated and undated mail in the ballots and try to help Bob Casey. And they said that they know it's illegal, but they don't care. I just wanted to know, do you know anything about this?
Yeah, we actually played the clip on the show yesterday. It's a very big deal what's happening right now. Even Elon Musk tweeting about it as well. Even CNN is all over this right now. Let me give you some details about it offline, Marianne, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And you know what? Let me send you. Well, actually, I can't listen to any of the ladies on The View, but I'm just, you know, they're, of course, trashing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. right now. But even Mayor Eric Adams, who's I believe he's vegan. He said, let's be clear. We have a real problem with our food in this country. We need to watch what we feed our children. Too much hormones. Then they start going after RFK Jr. And he says, if we love our country, then no one individual should take us away from our vision. Let's love our country. Let's love our cities. Let's get away from the rhetoric. The experts are going to look at his proposals, do a real analysis and make these decisions. It happens every day. He then went on to denounce the constant calling of Trump Hitler. He said that was an insult to the millions of Jews and others who died. We know what Hitler did. We have to bring down this rhetoric. We have to start engaging in conversation. I don't want to play it because I can't. Honestly, I am like viewed out at this point of listening to them. But kudos to Mayor Eric Adams. I think he's really excited. Trump's going to be president. Trump is, you know, going to become president. I think he's excited. I think he's going to be. I think he's hoping and praying that Trump fixes this border situation in a big, big way. Democrats in Pennsylvania are openly defying court rulings from the state Supreme Court to benefit Bob Casey. Matt, can you pull up that clip from yesterday from the Bucks County Commissioners meeting, if you would be so kind?
Yeah, give me a minute to find it.
People violate laws anytime they want, the Bucks County Commissioner said as she cast a vote Thursday to count certain deficient provisional ballots in defiance of state Supreme Court law. Even Elon Musk tweeting about this as well and saying the following about this. He said, Democrats in PA are openly defying court rulings. They are trying to steal the vote again. Unreal. I texted my buddy Linda Kearns, and Linda Kearns is in court right now on the matter as well. But Democrat commissioners Diane Marseglia and Bob Harvey voted to count illegal ballots against PA Supreme Court ruling in an attempt to aid former senator, soon to be former senator, Bob Casey, the lesser Casey, who's refusing to concede. And by the way, this recount is going to cost the taxpayers of Pennsylvania $1 million. They're trying to steal this election. They're not going to be able to steal this election, though, because the lead is insurmountable. But understand that it's exactly what is happening in Pennsylvania. And it's not just Bucks County. It's happening in other counties as well. They are now trying to count ballots that the state Supreme Court has said you cannot count. And they know they're in defiance of the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court, and they're doing it anyway. This is from the Bucks County Commissioners meeting. Take a listen.
We reject all three categories of these ballots.
Your motion is to reject or dismiss the challenges in this category in front of you?
Correct. Yep.
Not going to second that, mostly because I think we all know that precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to it.
If I violate this law, it's because I want the court to pay attention. She's openly now saying, openly coming out and saying, this Bucks County Democrat commissioner, I'm violating state law. I am violating state law. Look at that. See what I mean? Yeah, no, this is a big deal, and it's going to be something we're talking about all next week. Here's what I need you to know, though, okay? This is what I need you to know. It's not going to work. And this is a money-raising scam by the Democrats. It's going on right now. The recount has to start by the 20th. It's going to go all the way to the 27th. And in the meantime, we're going to be bombarded by emails and text messages saying to help Bob Casey and the Democrats. From what I'm being told from my sources, Shapiro's furious about this. He doesn't want this to keep going on. They want this to end. But he's not coming out and congratulating Dave McCormick. And even though he's the governor, he's not coming out and calling publicly on Casey to concede. And Casey is not footing the bill for this recount. You are, if you're a Pennsylvania taxpayer. It's shameful and it's wrong. And yes, they are 100% trying to steal this election. Absolutely 100% trying to do that. And if Bob Casey had worked this hard in the last 18 years as he's working now to try to save his seat and steal the seat, maybe he would have been reelected. But the guy hasn't done nothing. He has no accomplishments, nothing. That's why McCormick was able to beat him in a state that Trump won. It was still close, though. This recount is not automatic under the law. Bob Casey could waive it. He could come out and concede, and the recount would not be necessary and save the taxpayers $1 million. But he won't do that because he's trying to steal this election, bottom line. Lazarus is in Willingboro, New Jersey, talking about the scientific consensus. Hello, Lazarus. How are you?
Hey, very well, Rich. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. What's up?
Okay. I want to let you know. You were talking about where the scientific consensus is wrong sometimes or changes.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example of something that eventually I think will come out. I believe that vaping, particularly if you're vaping with an American-made product, is probably literally millions of times safer than smoking combustion cigarettes, conventional cigarettes.
Oh, I think that that's kind of understood by everybody, isn't it?
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
No,
I've heard from so many people who used to be smokers who've switched over to vaping, and Justin, you're one of them. You smoked?
Yeah, when I was back when I was in high school, there was
so like five minutes ago.
Yeah, 5 minutes ago.
Okay,
it was back when they you could buy tobacco at 18. I think it was like a pack a day,
and you flipped over to vaping.
Yeah,
vape now.
Yeah.
There you go.
I feel 100% better than I did when I was smoking cigarettes.
Lazarus, you hear that?
I heard that. I was going to ask him. He answered already ahead of time.
What do you? Do you do flavored vaping or do you do just regular, Justin?
I used to, in college, back when Juuls were a thing, used to do the mango Juul pods. But since His Royal Rugness banned those and then banned menthol, I get menthol flavored pods here in Philly.
I'm sorry, Lazarus, go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
No, I said pods. I was thinking maybe he was talking about the new thing that's come fashionable. Which is terrible, probably, is kind of pouch things. So like, you know, old-fashioned stick-in-your-gum thing.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say pouch.
Zins. I love those things.
Really?
Yeah, it's just straight nicotine. They're not tobacco. It's nicotine. And there's a lot of scientific benefits of nicotine for your stimulation and your brain. Yeah, Tucker Carlson and Greg Price, they turned me onto it.
Well, I'm not against nicotine, but I think in a concentrated form right against the gum is not necessarily the best administration of it.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I'm rolling a lot of dice these days. I'm still drinking my wine. I don't care if they tell me it's pure poison. I'm not giving up my red wine, damn it. I don't care.
I'm with you.
All right, good. Thank you, Lazarus. I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks. You have a great day.
You bet. Thanks.
But, you know, the point you just made, though, about banning the flavored vapes, Justin, so King Philip the Unaccountable, His Royal Rugness, I didn't realize he did ban mango and menthol. What a jackass. I mean, what an absolute jackass he is. That guy, what was his name, the head of the FDA, Scott Gottlieb, he wanted to do the same thing on the federal level. And we all came out back then. I remember we were in an afternoon drive and Trump was president and said, stop this crap. There's a lot of people, this is saving their life from not smoking cigarettes and they're vaping now. And this is good for them. Better for them anyway. And he backed off of this. Where's Gottlieb now? He's on some board of a pharmaceutical company making a boatload of cash. That's what I mean. That's exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, no, they go after vapes. You know why? Because they'd rather have people smoke cigarettes. You know why? Tax money, revenue, money, big tobacco. How is it? Think about this. Big tobacco got sued and had to pay like, what, $42 gajillion, and they're still making money hand over foot, right? Yeah. So I'm just saying, you know. But it's you got to challenge the conventional wisdom of all this stuff. Kirk, talking to you back there, you know what I mean?
Sir.
No, but don't take my cigars away. Two things. The Smoking Dog and Maple Shea that Joni and Pete dropped off cigars for me the other night. I do love cigars, but you don't inhale those, you know, like Bill Clinton didn't inhale. And wine. Jack Tomasello sent me some nice wine to congratulate Trump's victory. I had a bottle of Pinot Noir last night. Not the whole thing, but most of it. When I got back from New York, delicious stuff. I'm just saying, you know, you got to figure out what works for you in life. Life's too short. That's what I think. You know, moderation. Moderation. Probably the thing. I do have a feeling, though, at some point we're going to find out, maybe. Although Michael Pelka made a great point once. He said, bourbon has never been recalled for E. coli. Think about that. Huh? Huh? It happens to spinach all the time. Am I right?
Can't say I've ever seen the bourbon recall.
Never. Spinach, constantly they're freaking recalling it for freaking E. coli, but not bourbon. I'm just saying. All right. Listen, we got to talk about DuckDuckGo. We got to talk about your personal privacy, because when it comes to privacy, it's everything in this day and age. I was in New York yesterday traveling, as you know. I was at Fox News. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. I was using their public Wi-Fi, but in the car driving up there and then on the way home on public Wi-Fi or using whatever and knowing I'm protected with DuckDuckGo's VPN. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. VPNs, you got to have one. And with Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo, you will get the best in the industry VPN to protect your data encrypted even from your internet service provider. And that's only one part of Privacy Pro, because it also comes with personal information removal and identity theft restoration. Three features for the price of one. And it's from DuckDuckGo, and I trust them because not only are they local, I've been using their browser for years to keep me safe and to protect my data. Thousands of five-star reviews. They've been making privacy products since 2010, the leader in privacy protection online. You're going to get an extra layer of online protection and to help you battle the online hackers and scammers who are out there trying to get your data and sell your data and sell you. In addition to that, they don't log or store data that can connect you to your online activity. They encrypt your data for you. It's fantastic. And I love that fact because I don't want the government knowing what I'm looking at. I don't want businesses knowing what I'm looking at. And I don't want anybody to be able to find my personal data online. So whether I'm at Fox News in New York, in the car on the way up there, on the train on the way back, working here at Odyssey or back in the home studio, my data is encrypted thanks to DuckDuckGo's VPN. And you get that as part of Privacy Pro for under $10 a month. And if you sign up right now, you get a 7-day trial at DuckDuckGo.com. That's right. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. 7-day free trial. And it's only $9.99 a month. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Retirement planning is more than just saving money. It's creating the life you've always dreamed of with financial freedom. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. Build a strong financial portfolio so you'll enjoy retirement and leave your family a strong financial legacy. Secure your financial freedom. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news. In addition to being the Interior Secretary, soon-to-be former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum will also be energy czar in President Trump's administration. He'll be the energy czar as well. Are we talking to Dr. Coates today, Matt DeSantis?
We are. Not the usual time. She won't be on at 4:30. She will be on at 5:30, though.
5:30. Okay, excellent. We'll get to ask her about that as well. That just came out a short time ago. I'm thrilled to announce that Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, will be joining my administration as both Secretary of the Interior and as chairman of the newly formed and very important National Energy Council. President said this new council will include all departments and agencies involved in the permitting, production, generation, distribution, regulation, transportation of all, in capitals, all forms of American energy. The council will oversee the path to U.S. energy dominance by cutting red tape, enhancing private sector investments across all sectors of the economy, and by focusing on innovation over long-standing but totally unnecessary regulation. In the role, Burgum will also have a seat on the White House's National Security Council. In the new statement, Trump said that at Interior, Burgum will be a key leader in ushering in a new golden age of American prosperity and world peace. There you go. Congratulations to Governor Doug Burgum. That is really a big deal. Of course, he was my original prediction to be president. I had that one, got that one a little off there. I think he got a total of like 12 votes. But listen, you know, sometimes even the great ones get it wrong. Share with you the statement here. It says here, the radical left's war on American energy has hurt our allies by forcing them to buy from our adversaries, who in turn use those profits to fund wars and terror. Energy dominance will allow us to sell energy to our friends, including all European nations, which will make the world a safer place. As chairman of the National Energy Council, Doug will have a seat on the National Security Council. As Secretary of the Interior, Doug will be a key leader in ushering a new golden age of American prosperity and world peace. Excuse me. The Biden-Harris administration has driven our national debt to a record $36 trillion. Yet America is blessed with vast amounts of liquid gold and other valuable minerals and resources right beneath our feet. We will drill, baby, drill. Expand all forms of energy production to grow our economy and create good-paying jobs. By smartly utilizing our amazing national assets, we will preserve and protect our most beautiful places and reduce our deficits and our debt. We will also have to undo the damage done by the Democrats to our nation's electrical grid by dramatically increasing base load power, This will reduce the cost of electrical bills that continue to skyrocket for citizens and small businesses under Biden-Harris and ensure that America has the power to serve all of our needs without the devastation of blackouts and brownouts, and to win the battle for AI superiority, which is a key to national security and our nation's prosperity. Doug Burgum will protect our nation's natural resources, restore our fabulous oil and gas advantage, and make America the energy dominant, great again country. Excellent. He also said the council will oversee the path to U.S. energy dominance by cutting red tape, enhancing private sector investments across all sectors of the economy, and by focusing on innovation over longstanding but totally unnecessary regulation. With U.S. energy dominance, we will drive down inflation, win the AI arms race with China, and expand American diplomatic power to end wars all across the world. Bravo. Outstanding. I mean, I love every word of that. How the hell can you not think? How can you not think, everybody? I mean, love every word of that. I'm also seeing here. Okay, I thought there was something else. Just that. Patrick is in Tabernacle, New Jersey. Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing good, Rich. How are you doing?
Doing well, my friend. What's going on?
Oh, first of all, I heard you say the red wine comment. We're not going to let you stop drinking red wine. That's not going to happen.
No.
And we're going to sneak in some bourbon for you, too.
Deal. Done.
So a few years ago, I worked with a gentleman named Chris Grassi. He turned me on to your show.
He's a good man.
And I just want to thank you. Chris Grassi's a great man. I work in the environmental industry with him. Been listening to you since you switched to the evening. And I listen to Dawn and everybody in the morning. And
good.
What you and your team do for us, your followers, keep it up. I want to tell you that. And I know people tell you all the time, but, you know, to have people out there like yourself who see the truth and aren't afraid to get out there and say it is why we have President Donald Trump coming into office this coming year. And I just want to thank you and the entire team, and keep up what you're doing. You've got listener from me. I'll be listening to you till you're off the air. I can promise you that, sir.
Well, it's very kind of you to say. Hopefully I'll never be off the air, Patrick, and hopefully you'll continue listening for as long as I'm doing this with whatever medium it is, air or otherwise. So thank you, my friend.
No, thank you, and keep up what you're doing, Rich. We love listening to you.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend. So give my best to Chris for me. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. Oh, and you know what? The other night, let me come back to that in just a second, because Fred is in Chestnut Hill. He wanted to bring up RFK. Fred, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Rich, thanks for taking my call. Just a quick one. Look, RFK Jr. may or may not be the right guy to head up Health and Human Services, but people and the papers calling and saying this guy's got no medical training, no technical background, no science background. Well, neither does the current HHS leader, Javier Becerra, or his predecessor, Alex Azar. They have no medical training, no science training, no technical training. They're both lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
They have no science background at all. So again, RFK Jr. may or may not be the right guy for different reasons, but it's not because of his background or his training.
Yeah, look, I mean, I agree. And I think having somebody who's not a physician is not, I mean, you don't need a physician. He'll have doctors who give him guidance, but doctors disagree with doctors all the time. You know, just being a doctor doesn't make you right automatically. And that's part of the mindset of we have to get away from that fact. And doctors will admit that, good ones anyway. They don't have all the answers, you know?
Yeah, in our U.S. public health system, we spend twice as much as the rest of the industrialized world, and we do not have good outcomes. We have poor outcomes.
Right, right.
So we need a shakeup. Again, this may not be the right guy. I don't know. Maybe he is. But we need to change some things.
Fred, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Yeah, look, I mean, Dr. Makary disagrees with, I mean, my primary doctor on cholesterol drugs. Doctors disagree with each other all the time. Science should disagree. Doctors should disagree. I always say, like, whenever somebody will call up a show and say something like, well, I'm a lawyer, you know, I remember that woman who was on The View years ago used to always say, you know, I'm a lawyer. Lawyers literally disagree with each other for a living. It's called battling in court. I mean, if lawyers didn't fight other lawyers over opinions on matters, you wouldn't have a legal system. Like, just being an expert in something doesn't make you the authority on something. There's lots of different experts, and the idea is that you have to challenge conventional wisdom. The problem becomes when the government decides it is the expert, and its people are the experts, and you can't challenge that. And if you speak up and you say out of line and you say something they don't like, they silence you, censor you, intimidate you, call you a conspiracy, not a crackpot, whatever else. That's what we can't have. And we can't have governors like that jackass in California, Gavin Newsom, and Phil Murphy, his royal rugness in New Jersey. We can't have them intimidating the medical establishment into challenging conventional norms because they decide what is the expert consensus. We cannot have these things in America. Science is an ever-evolving field. It's supposed to be that way. And COVID taught us something. That is that the experts get it wrong, but the government always wants to be right. And look, I admit COVID was a great awakening for me in a lot of different ways. Let me play you this clip. And I don't know whether we have it in audio or video. We could just play it either way here. I think it's when we have in video. The CDC, the FDA, and the NIH admit mistakes were made. Principal Deputy Director of the NIH, Dr. Lawrence Tabak, CDC Director of Office of Readiness and Response, Dr. Henry Walke, and Chief Medical Officer of the FDA, Dr. Hillary Marston, testify before the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic and admit mistakes were made. Cut number four.
Americans have decreased trust, less trust in the federal health agencies after COVID. And I want to know from each of you if you or your agencies believe that you played a role in that. And if so, how are you going to change it?
Well, since I have my mic on, I'll start. This was a very fluid situation, as you, of course, appreciate from your work on this committee. And we understand that we have to do a much, much better job of being more transparent, of doing better communication, of getting into communities, working with trusted partners in communities. You just can't so-called parachute in and expect people to benefit from your wisdom. You have to have a real conversation with them in a transparent manner.
I would agree with Dr. Tabak. Trust is critical for a public health agency. There was a number of the pandemic was moving quickly. The virus was changing rapidly. We were putting out a lot of guidance almost weekly, and it became very difficult even to find the information that was needed on our CDC.gov website. We have made changes. We've tried to be a lot more transparent. We've streamlined actually our website by about 60%. We've tried to move to make it more plain language so it's more accessible to the American public. So we acknowledge that there are challenges here, and we are responding to them.
Yes, I would agree as well. I think one of the things that we've been working on is how to work in concert with individuals who are in other settings, clinical settings. The individuals right before us right now, people who also have the ear of the American people, and trying to make sure that we're putting out information that is both high quality, up to our scientific standards, and digestible.
The scientific standards, they change. That's the bottom line here. Okay, so remember I was telling you about Justine Bateman and how she is awesome? And how Justine Bateman is trolling the left right now with, so the people are putting out the wacky outrage videos, their hair on fire and everything else. And this is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. He is the man, and he's going to take great care of you and your smile. And look, I get fluoride treatments. I just don't really want to drink it. I don't think it's necessary to ingest it, because it literally says on the toothpaste to spit it out. So I think two things can be true at the same time. Like, fluoride may be good for your teeth, but should it be in the drinking water? These are questions we should be asking. We shouldn't be afraid to challenge these things. That's the point. Anyway, Justine Bateman, America's Big Awakening. She was on with Fox News, and this is what she said here, cut 19.
But what I'm really excited about is that the political correctness, the sort of woke era is over, because you need mob mentality momentum in order to keep that going, in order to threaten people if they're not thinking and talking the way you do, to threaten their lives, threaten their careers, threaten their place in society. You need that momentum in order to do that. And when Trump won presidency again, that cut that momentum off. So this whole woke era is over.
You're right. I mean, they only are effective when they work in perfect harmony together. And now they're all divided and arguing with each other, and they're not on offense. They're canceling each other. And that's probably a good thing. Is it really official? You believe it's official? We're never going back to cancel culture. We're never going back to political correctness. You're calling it right here?
Well, I'm saying you need that. I mean, when you look at mob mentality and the things that have happened, like the tulip mania hundreds of years ago, the burning of the witches in Salem, there needed to be a mob mentality momentum. And if you don't have that, it dies out. And I'm talking about, yes, things have changed politically, obviously, but it's spiritual. It's a spiritual shift. It started a little bit when Elon Musk bought Twitter and turned it into X, and it really changed when Donald Trump won this presidency. I can feel it, definitely.
It's great. And she's trolling the libs and doing a great job with it, too. And I'm going to play you, when I get back, a couple of her recent critiques, social media critiques. I just sent one to you, Matt, but we'll play when I get back, and I'll read you her critique, her takedown of it. It's just fantastic. But listen, when it comes to your home, you got to trust Emmons Roofing and Siding. Emmons does a great job, and they're offering each and every one of my listeners now a 10% off inflation relief discount. That's right, 10% off windows, doors, siding, and of course, a new roof. You know, the best part about Emmons is that they are local. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore, and they do a great, great job for you. Emmons is the real deal. I've used them now for over 10 years. They replaced my roof. We have a lifetime warranty on the roof. They did my doors, and they also did my windows as well. Winter is on the way, so if you need your roof inspected, call Emmons today. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't, but if you do, you'll get a lifetime warranty with the best in the business, Owens Corning Shingle. And if you have a house down the Jersey Shore, well, you better get that roof looked at, because winter was brutal on homes at the Jersey Shore, especially if you have any leaks. So reach out to them today, 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. And upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding, and make sure you tell them I sent you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, good stuff, baby. Good stuff. Let me play you this liberal who's having a huge meltdown over her parents voting for Donald Trump. Then I'm going to read you Justine Bateman's critique, her social media critique of it. I love this. I can't get enough of this. Maybe because she was my childhood crush. I don't know. Mallory from Family Ties. I don't know. Maybe it's because she has the courage to say the truth, even though she's in an industry where people probably feel a lot similar to what she does, but they're just afraid to say something. Maybe it's because her brother is such an outright outspoken lefty, you know, sold his Tesla because Elon Musk endorsed Trump and she's praising Elon Musk with Jesse Waters. I don't know. Maybe it's that. This is so listen to what this lefty says here in this clip. Go ahead. Take a listen.
And to know that my family, the people who raised me, voted for a rapist. It's so invalidating. But I'm white. I should not be taking up space, because right now the people who have it much worse than I do are people who don't share the same skin color as me, which is so, like, why are we still judging people on that? Race is a social construct that white people created to make themselves feel good about the dehumanization of other people. What, man?
So, Justine Bateman, and, you know, this is totally, she writes this totally straight and serious, which makes it funny. Hashtag social media video critique. This one is a fresh piece. The actress is playing a bird who is crushed that her family, the birds who raised her, have left the nest. She takes this as an enormous rejection that I'm a white bird. I shouldn't be taking up space in this nest. We understand immediately that she has donned the beige cape of a boreal or elf owl to cover her white feathers and fit in. The actress's beige sweater neatly accomplishes this. The makeup department has done a great job in applying smudged black eye pencil under her eyes. We understand that the character tried to look more like a boreal owl by simulating their eye area markings. Cast pictures are below. It's great. The white bird, and then she posts pictures of owls, and it's, you know, it's just, it's like, I love it. Because she's showing this for what it is, manufactured, fugazi outrage that people are putting out there, trying to get clicks, and they're full of it. The idea of people crying and having this emotional reaction, this is all BS. And Justine Bateman is right to call this out for what it is. This is a woman acting badly in a terrible video. And, you know, her critique of it, like she's like a movie critic critiquing it, is just, I think it's great. I think it's brilliant. And I'm really enjoying all this. All right. We got a lot to get to in the 5 o'clock hour. Democrats are planning a shadow government. Yes, they are. A shadow government to try to undermine President Donald Trump's administration, openly rejecting the Democratic results of the election and trying to form a shadow government. I'll play you a clip of what Willie Nickel, a Democrat of North Carolina, openly advocates for the establishment of a Democrat-led shadow government to undermine Donald Trump's policies. Listen, Dr. Mike Veneria has been my family's dentist for several years now, ever since Mama Zioli first discovered him for our family. People have been going to him for years. He's a great guy, and he's a great dentist. And he just gave Bridget a brand new smile. Her smile was beautiful before, but she had veneers and they needed to be replaced. And Dr. Mike gave her great caps and they look absolutely beautiful. She's never felt more confident. That's what Dr. Mike does. He gives people great smiles. And if you need complicated dental work, well, go see Dr. Mike today. For over 10 years, he's been recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants. Plus, you really should go see a dentist. It's important for your health. It really is. And you got Christmas coming, the holidays coming, all those pictures you're going to be in. So if you need dental work, go make an appointment with Dr. Mike today. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. Or go to VenariaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. I'd love for you to reach out to him today and schedule your perfect smile consultation. Two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. VenariaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Financial planning can be overwhelming regardless of market conditions. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning and tax minimization strategies. Protect your family and future generations without sacrificing our shared principles of hard work and American independence. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.